The United Nations mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, MONUSCO, launched a surveillance unmanned aerial vehicle in the strife-torn northeastern part of the country on Tuesday. I am Derek Mbata. In a first move of its kind, MONUSCO launched the pilotless aircraft from the airport in Goma, the capital of North Kivu province. The head of United Nations peacekeeping operations, Hervé Latsousse, attended the event. To find out more about this, I called MONUSCO Force Commander, General Carlos Alberto Dos Santos Cruz.
Today was the first time that we had the flight with the UAV. It's an unarmed aerial vehicle, and it's not armed. It's just for observation, just to collect information. And even we had the Mr. Hervé Latsousse, the chief of the PKO, here in this first time that we are using the vehicles, aerial vehicle, for observation. It's very important to our mission to increase the capacity to collect information.
When you say collect information, what is that for?
Mainly the information we are going to use for operational planning and operational, like the position of armed groups, like the position of weapons and movement of armed groups, but with many other goals as well, like to have more conditions to assess the movement of displaced people, the IDP camps, and movement along the close to the border. We have many different applications of the new tools we have here.
Where are these vehicles from? Who supplied them?
It is one contractor by the United Nations providing this service to the United Nations, a contractor from Europe, from one company, British Italian, and they are going to provide the service to the United Nations.
Now, what impact is the use of these unmanned vehicles have on your mission there? What's the advantage of using these unmanned drones? Are they making a difference on the ground?
For sure, it's a very important improvement of our capacity to assess the situations, to have observation on some critical areas. It complements as well some the combination of information we have from the ground.
I'm asking this because, you know, these armed elements could be hiding under trees and things like those.
This equipment, the observation, they are able to provide information during the day and during the night. And then they have night capacity, and we are going to have much more information. We are going to be able to monitor the armed groups. We are going to overfly many positions with difficult access on the ground. Then it's a very important tool.
Now, General, can these vehicles also be used for the actual combat, the actual fighting against these rebels?
Exactly. We are going to use it with operational goals to bring more information, to provide more data to our planning system, to plan our actions against the armed groups, because that's our mission here, according to the mandate. And then we are much better equipped at this moment, and we are going to have more information for planning.
If I may ask, how is the general security situation now in the eastern part of the DR Congo?
At this moment, the situation is under control. After the defeat of the M23, the life here in this area changed visibly. And then the population is much more business, the movements along the roads, the people there. And we need to continue to work together with the Congolese Armed Force to neutralize the other armed groups we have here.